AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. New revelations today about the suspect in yesterday's school shooting in Georgia. Hi, Panjwani has the latest.
The teen charged with opening fire denied making prior threats when police interviewed him last year as they looked into online posts threatening a school shooting. The 14-year-old suspect has been charged as an adult in the shooting outside Atlanta that killed 4 people and wounded 9. A tip came to the FBI from people in Australia and California who were concerned about comments made by a chat group user on the social media platform Discord last year. A report said that investigators ultimately did not have enough evidence for an arrest. The teen is expected to be taken to a youth detention facility. Student Laila Sayara explains what she heard and saw the day of the shooting.
And I can just see him kind of turn to the side, like what would have been my right, and you just hear gunshots. It was about 10 to 15 of them.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
The first court hearing in nearly a year in the federal election interference case against Donald Trump. Eric Tucker reports there were repeated clashes between Trump lawyer John Lauro and the judge.
She repeatedly took umbrage with Lauro's suggestion that the case was unfolding at a really sensitive time. She said her interest is just about the four corners of the courtroom, what's happening legally, not about the presidential race.
Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have been laying out their views of the economy. Yesterday, Harris touted her plans to increase the tax credit for starting a small business. Trump's promising to cut the corporate tax to 15% for companies producing in the U.S., telling the Economic Club of New York,
"My plan will rapidly defeat inflation, quickly bring down prices, and reignite explosive economic growth."
Britain's Crown Prosecution Service has decided against pursuing assault charges against Harvey Weinstein. But in New York, prosecutors retrying the disgraced movie mogul's rape case are taking steps to potentially charge him with up to 3 more sexual assaults. This is AP News. In Indonesia, Pope Francis visited a mosque, part of his tour of Southeast Asia. Karen Shamas has a report.
Francis joined the Grand Imam of Southeast Asia's largest mosque in pledging to work together to promote peace and protect the environment. At Jakarta's iconic Istiqlal Mosque, Francis' visit was opened with a performance by a visually impaired Indonesian teenage girl. She chanted verses from the Quran about tolerance amongst believers of different faiths. In an initial greeting, Francis said, "In the face of today's many challenges, we respond with the sign of fraternity." The pontiff went on to address what he called threats to humanity, such as wars and conflicts and the environmental crisis. Francis has made improving Catholic-Muslim ties a hallmark of his papacy and prioritizes travel to majority Muslim nations to further the agenda. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.